Serra dos Passos da Glória, aqui muito só para fazer Serra dos Passos da Nela, cheira, mas se achou falta. Yesterday we were doing the Sosa Choshen on the concept of Yediya, Kiriya, these things. And we mentioned we were going to look in the Avnei Milum today on page 15, or 14 and 15. And we said there's a machlokus. First, we had a machlokus whether you say Yediya Kiriya by Kedushin. The Tumim says, no, you have to actually see it, actually see the ring. It was interesting. I was in Ein Kedushin last night at a chasana. So first of all, the Kaal had a very thick veil. It was a chasana in Lakewood, so it was so a very thick veil. So I was so I tried to be makpid just to see the Kaal's face. But you get uncomfortable if you have to want to initiate that. You know, if they don't just do for you automatically. So so I was lucky. The other aide spoke up and he said, and he said it in a nice way. He said, see the collar? So they said, yeah. So he said, yeah, then we, this way I didn't have to be the one to, another wedding I was recently at, I was the one who had to initiate to. Usually, most of the YU weddings, the veil is not so thick, so you could see what the kala looks like. But in some yeshivish or especially chassidish weddings, not as thick as can be, and you can't even see what the kala. First, the Masada Kedushin said to me, "Well, you'll see it." First, he wanted me to be an aide also by the Badekin. There's a concept, some have a concept of an aid by the Medekin, but I don't know, I didn't get there on time. So he said, oh, you'll see the Kaal's face at the Medekin. But I didn't even get to the Medekin in time enough. Rav Shechter says sometimes Rav Soloveitchik would appoint aided by the Medekin. The Pasha says you don't need aid for the Medekin. I mean, it's not the Kedushin, it's the Suin, and the Pasha says you don't need any aid by the Badekin. I mean, or you could say the whole world is there by the Badekin anyway, so you have 100 aid, whatever. But that was good. But I was able to see the Nesina. We didn't have any problem with the Nesina. And then the other aid was the one who said, we have to see that we want, it's about seeing the Kala, and then he acquiesced the Masada Kedushin. So we will. All worked out as a ship. So the Avnei Miluim here, again, the Avnei Miluim is the same person as the Tzos. It's just his parish on Eben Ezra is called Avnei Miluim. Contrast to the Ksos is the parish of the Kosher Mishpat. So he writes here.
The Avnei Milum were put inside the Ksos.
What did you say, Rabbi Rari?
The Avnei Milum were put inside the Ksos of Hoshen.
Okay. That's a nice point in the big Taguna, like Rabbi Kulik is saying. Okay, actually, so Mordechai, page 15, Mordechai Perka Omer Chosam, a few little row had a scene in Mamish, Ein Levatel Hakadushin in Road over Hamochiach, Yocholoid, Kil Row Guf Hamaisa. Right, so in other words, if you saw like circumstantial evidence that it took place, just like when you have Kedushin Bia, you don't actually see the Bia, but you the Adam saw the man and woman going into a private room, so that would be sufficient. And then we saw in some posts, some Rishonim, like Dalgos Maimoni, here he quotes Rashba Tshuva, Dafka Babia, we say, Yedias Kiriya. So he says, Rei Shmuel, Shem Ramad, Dine Mominus, Miskai, be a diable or real. By Mominus, maybe according to some ideas, good. But if he's a Yeshlom Kedushin, it also should be good. Sphere like a Mordechai, Dine Drish, Vachakira, and Kedushin, Dine Mominus. In other words, if you don't have to see the actual transaction by Dine Mominus, so maybe you don't have to see the actual giving of the ring by Kedushin. He says, no, He's saying that if a person doesn't see the giving of the ring, so maybe that's not even considered Yediyah. Because maybe she never got the ring. Look at the bottom footnote, 379. Ilui Chosim, from Rav Jumatrosky. Masha da kavanas v'meid is gamma rashba tzirulei dum to the gemur mahani v'kedushin. Even according to the Rashba that says that circumstantial evidence is good by kedushin, globi in ria, you don't have to actually see it. Whereas it could be just different levels of circumstantial evidence, how much it is, whether that would work by Okay, so it could be that there's just different levels of Yediyah. You know, what's considered, how much do you have to see to at least be able to consider that you have Yediyah? So as Riyah, you have to see the whole thing. But what's called Yediyah? In other words, if you see that she had it, now she has it, is that called like he says that Chol Shol Ro Hanesid Nafil Yediyah like the Yachal Yosel Ohigil Yada. This wasn't what was the case of the Rashba, that there was an Edim was behind the gate, behind the fence, and here on page 7. And they said that Reuven said to Leah, I want to give you my esrog for Kedusha. But Aloro and Asina Mamash, I feel Roa esrog Yotzi Mitachas Yoda, Enkan Chashash Lkum, feel him or etc. Okay, that was the question. So, what is the idea? How much do you need? Okay, let's take a look at the famous tshuva here on page 17 from Rav Moshe about kedushin of arkos of civil marriages. Page 17. He says, a woman was married through the civil courts. V'dara imo shnei chadashim. And they lived together for 2 months. B'makom she'ein sham Yehudim, in a non-Jewish area. They were 2 months married. V'chach adar levada sholosh shanim v'chetzi. So she was with this man for 2 months. Right? They got married civilly. And she was with him for 2 months in a non-Jewish area. And then she lived alone for 3.5 years. After the 2 months. And then her husband shows up again. So it was interesting. 2 months together. 3.5 years apart. Then the husband comes back. 5 years together. In a Jewish neighborhood. But they didn't really have any connection with that. Those people, but they were in the Jewish neighborhood. Then he left her, and then she lived alone for 1/2 year, and then he came back. God, it's a real soap opera here. And then V'chachadoru b'Los Angeles. I don't know. It doesn't end here. And then they went to Los Angeles in a frum neighbor for 8 years. Arba Mekomos. In the 4 different places. Okay, this is very complicated. U'meshach shonazun ha'chrona ha'chrei sh'ozom z'obot ta'chaz ha'shpoz ha'tor. And then he left her. And she can't get a get. So, were they ever really married? Right. They never had a Jewish marriage. So, at the end of the day, he left her. After all this... So Rav Moshe says the following. He named Mikavan Shechamesh Shonim. For 5 years, Dora Ibaila B'mokh Sheisham Yehudim. For 5 years, they lived in a Jewish neighborhood. And the Yodu Hashcheinim. And the neighbors did know that they're married. That they're Jewish. Even though they didn't have really anything to do with them, after lo yilam shumago masni yehudim shomri Torah, yishlochas shendor sham b'shchuna kam shomri Torah sheyadu shehem yishviyisto hadarim b'vayzeh. But probably there must have been some from Jews who knew that they're living like they're married. Uvracha hayulam yiladim. In other words, she would go in with a baby carriage in the street. So she's basically, most people go to baby carriage in the street are showing that they're married, visiting my kids. V'hei v'adai mihabal shenikris el shemo Mrs. Plone. Right, she's called Mrs. So... in Los Angeles, they still, the people knew that they were married.
Oh.
Rabbi, why can't we say that she's a Pilegesh? Why does it have to be Dafka marriage?
That's an excellent question. Who said, in other words, maybe she's a Pilegesh. So what is basically, what is Rav Avraham Levitt saying? That is a, what, the tshuva of the Ragachover, right? That, right, I think Rav Shachter mentioned it, the tshuva of the Ragachover, that maybe civil marriage is a din of Pilegesh. In other words, Pilegesh means when you have a man and woman living together, but they never did the regular kiddushin. But they're living together. So they're not married because they never did kiddushin. But they're living together. So there was a Pilegesh mutter. Well, the Rambam says only if you're a melech, you can get a Pilegesh. One second. And the Ravid says, even a non a melech is mutter b'pilegesh. So Moshe writes, so of course, if you can get a get, if she has a get, he a guna, then she is. The Rivash says that just because people live together don't mean that they want to be married. Because if they're not observant people, in other words, the Gemara has a concept of in Adam also bilos bilas nus. In other words, so if you're living together, obviously you mean that you should be married, because or else your bila will be a bila's dos. So the Rivash says that people, that's only for observant people. People who don't keep Torah mitzvahs, so they don't have the chazaka of Eid Adam Osa Bilos or Bilos Dos. Maybe they, the Bila is a Bila, so they don't have any intent to be married. In other words, if you hold Ein Adam Osa Bila, so Bila's Nus, so then you have to assume that when they're together, is Boil L'Shem Kiddush. But that's only if you're a person who really lives up to the Mitzvah HaTorah, so then you could say Ein Adam Osa Bila, so Bila's Nus. You don't want your Bila to be Bila's Nus. So Mela, when you originally lived together, you had the same Kiddushin, and then, and after that, you were living like a married couple from before. So he says, but Ein Adam Osa Bilos Bilos Nus is only if we know that you're Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. But Eilu Mufkarim Lavor Al Yisur Torah She'im Behem Chazak Ezu. Because Nus Ba'al Moshe'in Etzvich Haket. Kvar B'yarti B'tshuva Acha She'mi'etzim Adin Halacha K'rivosh. Kasher Gam Ein Cholak Alav. Rak Mam Shem Rivosh Sova She'gam Ben Osa Ha'onus B'nimuseyim. So
שאף אפשר שאינו חשוד מול איסו פנויה, וגם אפשר שחשוד מול איסו שום נען צדיש. כך אף שאינו חשוד מול שם קדוש, אבל קדוש מולו איתם. אוקיי, עוד סגל. So but what about the person that doesn't keep Taras HaMishpacha? So if the person doesn't keep Taras HaMishpacha, would we say that therefore, in other words, so they're not Machpin and the Dinida. So therefore would we say any other Mosa Bilos Bilos Nus? So we say no, they're not Machpin and Nida. So then they're not Machpin and Bilos Nus either. And therefore they won't be married. So that's the question. Do you say such a thing? Say it's Harach Lomu Tamil Mikomachom Chazak Aleketrei Eilish Over Malisa Nida. Avshayish Alam Nitzoy Gronel Harayish Vaday Lachosha Gamal Isu Pnuya In Choshen. Right. It could be that they don't care about the Isu Pnuya because they don't care about the Isu Nida. So Mela, who says that they had Kavana that they should be that they should be married with Kedushin. But he says, Zulchein Afshehim Choshu, Livo Lashem Kedushin, Havi Kedushin below Eidim, Shayna Kuan, Chopon, Mizay, Yesh Lodun. Closer came to do she shall be puts and is indeed of the hearing with Israel. But on the other hand, you could say no. In other words, when Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote the Tshuva in the Tavshin Chav Aleph, so he says, and there are many people that basically were from, so meaning in other areas, and they just didn't go to the mikvah. You know, in other words, they kept Shabbos, they would drive at Shabbos, but mikvah wasn't on their radar. So he says maybe those people wouldn't want to live a life outside marriage. In other words, wouldn't want to cohabit if they're not married, even though they don't keep neither. Because in their mind, living with somebody and not being married is much more of a sin. So in their mind, and we're not talking about what the halach is, in their mind, then being married, just not going to the mikvah. In other words, they have that, it's psychology. So therefore, just because somebody doesn't go to the mikvah, doesn't mean that when they're cohabiting with their husband, that they don't want to have Bilas Nus. Maybe they don't want to have Bilas Nus, even though they're not keeping. So the Rivash says, well, if you're not keeping mitzvahs, so then we're assuming that your Bilas, you don't care about Bilas Nus. So the question that Moshe says is, how much does that apply Bisman Hazeh if they don't keep Nida? So he says, well, not keeping Nida is still, it's a kares, but it could be they still want to keep, be married. But he says, but if a person doesn't keep any of Torah, he doesn't keep anything. So then for sure, they're not interested, they're not bothered by cohabiting without marriage. And therefore, they don't need a get. Wow. So Rav Moshe says is that basically, if a person is totally non-observant, he's a total secular Jew. He doesn't keep anything. So they're living together as husband and wife, not because they have the kedushin, but because they had a secular marriage in the court.
Why? They don't care about marriage.
Why? Yeah, that's what. Well. Tax benefits or They want to be married, but they don't. They don't. But not necessarily Jewishly married. It's like a secular Jew. Has no shaykhus to anything, but he still wants to be married. Like goyim who want to be married. They're married. Yeah. So Rav Moshe said, if that's all they want, is to see that they want to be married, but they didn't do any Jewish ceremony, and they're not from at all. If they would be from, then you could say that maybe when they were cohabiting, they had a mind for Kiddushin. But they're not holding by that. So he says, I am safe. So Rav Moshe says that, so then they don't even, they're not mechavim l'shem Kiddushin, because they don't want Kiddushin. They want to be married, but they don't want a Jewish marriage, so therefore they don't want Kiddushin. And even though the Gemara says, right, that if you're already cohabiting, then we assume that you had in mind for Kiddushin. So he says, but that doesn't apply to somebody who's totally secular. A totally secular Jew, that doesn't apply. Because you're not saying by a totally secular Jew. So he said, but then he quotes Perushe Ivra. You know the Perushe Ivra? That's Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin was the Posek Hador in America before Rav Moshe. I mean, they overlap, but he preceded. I told you when Rabbi Wodevsky, he was a blind Rav in the community here, was very close with. They said Rav Soloveitchik once said about Rav Henkin, Rav Henkin is the last of the Mohicans because the Beis Halevi was at his bar mitzvah. You know, so from a Brisker perspective, if the Beis Halevi was at your bar mitzvah, you know, they're the last of the Mohicans. So Rav Henkin said, Shehu Matzrich get Medina. Rav Henkin's sheet was, he was the one who argued with Rav Moshe. Rav Henkin said that whenever a couple is married, even secularly, they need a get. Because since they're together and they want to be married, so that's what Kiddushin Biyah is. Kiddushin Biyah doesn't mean that you want the halachic status of Kiddushin Biyah. As long as you want to be married, you want to be married, and you're living together, and like Rav Shechter pointed out, there are front people around who know who you are as a married couple, and you need to get. And Rav Moshe says no, that even though they had Bia, but it wasn't L'shem Kiddushin. Rav Henkin says, what do you mean? If you want to be married, that's called L'shem Kiddushin.
I was just going to ask that. So I thought that it was on my focus was whether or not she'd be a scholar or not.
Well, what is that? Yeah, so what is that based on? They had Bia.
Right.
They want to be married.
So it's we're saying that it's whether or not Stambia is L'shem Kusha?
In other words,
the
machlokas, the way it's explained is if a couple wants to be married. They're not just boyfriend, girlfriend. They want to be married. And they even went to the courts to sign them up as a married couple. So they want to be married. And they're living together as a married couple. But they never had a mind for a Kedusha of Kedusha Yisrael. It just... They're secular Jews, so they feel we're no different than any goy who gets married. So that's what they did. They went to a secular court and they signed up, and then they go home and they live their lives.
So
Rav Moshe says, but you have to have kavana for kiddushi Torah, and if you don't, then you know. And Rav Henkin says, no, there's no such thing that you need in the realm of bia. B is Bia. So, and marriage is marriage. So that's what the Kiddushi Torah requires. There's no added. See, when you do Kesef, So it's Kedash Moshe of Yisrael. You have to be giving it the same Kedushin and Shtar. But Bia is the essence of marriage. So Mamela, if you do get the same marriage, even though it's not the same Jewish marriage, that's a Jewish marriage. He's not saying that that's the preferred way, but if Hank can held that any couple that lives together, at least in some form of, like I've tried to point out, some form of Jewish neighborhood, from neighborhoods where people know who they are, even though they never had a Kedusha, halachic wedding, is still required again, because the fact that they have kavana, the shame ishus, as a secular way, that behooves it again as well. And Rav Moshe says, no, it's only have kavana, the shame kedusha Torah.
What happens if they have without kavana for ishus?
Meaning they're just a boyfriend girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right.
So the partner of Hankin, should be called there?
No.
Even a
partner of Hank. Right. In other words, if Hank would hold, people all the time, they have a boyfriend, girlfriend, they're college, whatever, so they wouldn't date again. After college, they could just go on and get married to someone else and not require again.
What if they're engaged? They're planning to have a Jewish ceremony in a few months, but then they're living together, and then it breaks up for the marriage.
Yeah, in other words, Avram Khan is asking an interesting question. What if it's not just girlfriend boyfriend? They're almost engaged, but they're living together, and then the engagement was broken off. Where they require a get. So obviously it's always better to give half the get. You know what I mean? It's like, but we want to know what's the Iker Halacha. In other words,
the fact that they're engaged and not married means that their kavana is that we're not married.
We're not married.
But the engagement is...
And we have kavana that the bia is not a bia marriage. We're not married.
Male.
Right. So then it should come out that even Rav Henkin would be moida, you see. It's mustama. I can't say for sure, but that's what I would think.
In a sense, they need to see them stronger than boyfriend girlfriend. They're not married together.
Right, but the fact that they're just engaged.
What exactly are they waiting for in their minds, this Jewish ceremony?
No, but what is it? So forget Jewish money. What is a goyim who are engaged?
To them, it's the same thing as marriage. If you don't believe in the Jewish ceremony, it's just ceremonial. Then maybe Shas engagement should still be considered Ishus.
But maybe actually now they're, what's it called? When it's exclusive, the engagement now is exclusive. Now they're a pure couple. That's what you're saying. Now maybe you're down. It's like being a married couple.
Meaning, because they're right. They're definitely, whatever they're doing, it's l'shem the relationship. So we consider that ishus, whether or not they formally, concur with the definition of Yiddishkeit as ishus, but it's still ishus in their minds, nonetheless.
But engagement is not issues.
But if they just see the marriage as a ceremony, there's no not going to
do that. Right, they see them.
They have to do the marriage. Jewish, they're going to have but the mice are already.
So then
they're already, they're functionally, they're already literally together. You're going to be living in the same apartment the night after the hospital before.
Right, but even the
hair, yeah.
No, but the mice said it. They recognize marriage as a secular thing. You go to the courts, and then they declare you married. So even them are not thinking to marry until they at least get married in the second form. But it's a good shayla because the mice. They want to stay together.
According to Rav Yankin, would children of such a relationship be mafzir?
No.
They would not.
Because
it would be full on chair.
It would be full chair. I mean, she may be a benida, as neither. She didn't. But they're not mafzir. It's only if they broke up. And then they, when she went with some other fellow. So that would be a question.
Dr. Vankin.
Yeah. Even though supposedly Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said that Rav Vankin told him that he wouldn't be machmir to make them a mamzer. Did you hear that, Rav Harari?
Yeah.
Rav Henkin would not make them a mamzer?
What?
Yeah, I never heard it from him, but I...
You heard it, right?
This is the first time I'm hearing it. I didn't hear
it. Oh, no? You never heard it before?
I don't think I heard
it. Because at Rav Moshe Feinstein's Levaya, Rabbi Tendler said that Rav Moshe's Pshat, he saved so many people from being Mamzerim. That's Mashra, that if you would hold them with Henkin, they would all be Mamzerim, and Rav Moshe made them not Mamzerim. So he wasn't assuming like that. But if you hold them, the Rav Aaron Soloveitchik only meant that they should get the get. Or else they had Shiloh but not to make Mamzerim. I don't know. It's hard to...
Usually for Mamzerim, you go like the Kula Dikashita because it wasn't their fault to get Mamzerim.
Right. So he says, L'chem maisi shtadel limso habal l'hasig b'yoget. B'yef shal l'hasig get me'bal gish latir la'al bloget. So again, the Rivash says this halacha that Eina the most abilosos is only in a front person. But then Rav Moshe says, but he knows people that wouldn't want to be abilosos, but they still won't keep, say, neither. So what would be Bizman that Rav Moshe was talking about that they're not totally from? Would you still say so? Rav Moshe says maybe we can still say in other words, somebody else. But if they're totally secular, so then they don't care about anything. Then they don't care about being lost. So the Vela, when they were together, they didn't have kavana that they should be Jewishly married. If Karm Lavar al Kol Yisur Torah Nogim Kedochim. So Rav Moshe is saying that you need Havana L'Shem Ishus Yisrael. Then the last Shuvah that Rav Moshe has even started now is about Kedushin by a Reform Rabbi. In other words, it's about, in meaning, it's not just in the civil court. Would that make it better or worse? What would you say? Yeah, what do you mean worse? Maybe that's closer to the Torah. It's a Jewish Jewish idea, Jewish ceremony. So that's what he writes here. Morator of Nachum Dresich.
Better or worse in regards to what? Because
whether you need it, whether you need a get.
Whether you need a get. And then there's also the other side of whether or not it's Bilat's Nos.
Right, so he says, Bizarre Yishu.
Thinking of Ramosha are just making all different aspects.
Yeah, so let's see. Bizarre Yishu Shadis is for Echad Eitz or Reform Rabbi. Oh, that's what she made. Said it's soon. Maybe pull up a shy move from. Right, there wasn't one from person at the wedding. They were all Michal Shabbos. And the Suda of the wedding was Masud Nevelus of Trefus. Kulam Ochlu, Matachre, over Isis Man, Halacha Baal, was better. And then the Baal left her. And she can't get again. So now what? So he says, La Chola Nias, Nazi Shayna Kedusha Shayna is her form around her club. He says, the Kedusha wasn't good because there was no Adim Shayna. And he says that even if there were two from people there at the wedding, you have a wedding with so many people, there's bound to be two from people there. He says that Mamaisa by Reform Rabbi, this is what Shachtov says over from Moshe, by Reform Rabbi, is the Edom not considered Edidia. Because Edidia means that you're at a wedding, so most probably it was done properly. But if it wasn't halachic clergy of, so that you don't have you don't assume that it was done properly. And then Rav Moshe said, I would. And even if he got it right, say this time he got it right, the Reform Rabbi. In other words, he did it properly. But he says that with many of them don't, so therefore you don't have a right to assume that there was Kedushin. Since you didn't see the Kedushin, it's only going to work with the idea. And the idea doesn't apply if it's not done by a person that's booked up, that you know that it was done properly. So therefore, Rav Moshe says, by Reform Rabbi, it could be made. I mean, again, it's always better to get a get, but make them. But what about the fact, he says, Sha'edim Kedusha Sha'edim to Reform Rabbi Kulbi, Yitzvar Hintim Shalaya Sha'edim 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 Sha'edim. And then he quotes the Chasam Sofer. But he says the Chasam Sofer is talking about an Orthodox rabbi. He is Reform, like there's no one on Sadi.
What exactly does the Reform rabbi get wrong?
No, you get a lot of things wrong. Maybe the ring is not his ring, and maybe he used the Eidim that are Krovim, and you know,
a ring ceremony.
What?
Maybe it's a double ring ceremony.
Yeah. But what about the fact that they're living together afterwards?
They think they're married.
Right. Oh, so then Ramoth says, well, Rashi is Homa Adam Yoseshul. He says that only applies by somebody, as Ferrari saying, who thinks that he wasn't married from before. So now he's creating the marriage. But the people who are getting a Reform rabbi to do their marriage, so they're erroneously thinking that's what the Kedushin is. And therefore, when they're doing it, when they're being together, that's not to create the marriage. That's because they were already previously married. So that's their mindset. So male, it's not going to help that they're living together as a married couple, because then they're not being having to create the marriage, which they're thinking the marriage was already created. And even though it was created erroneously, but that's their mindset, that the Reform rabbi did properly. And therefore, they're living together is not the shame kedushin, but it's the shame that they were previously having kedushin and now they're together as a married couple. Whereas Rav Henkin is saying that whenever you are living together for marriage, so that's all you require. You don't need an extra kavana, the shame kedushin, the shame Jewish kedushin. You just need a kavana, the shame marriage.
What's his
svar
for that?
Because that's what Kedusha B is. See, Kedusha B is one form of Kedusha that you don't need.
Shame mitzvah.
Right.
Where do we see that?
You need the shame marriage. That's what Kedusha B is. The shame marriage.
If a guy keeps the shame mitzvah,
doesn't
have time
to
they're not
keeping the shame mitzvah. Right. We're not interested whether he got a mitzvah, didn't get a mitzvah. This is what's the halos.
I mean, what does the Rambam say when a person from Kaddish Rebbe has to say Harayat Mekudeshes Li Biazu? Does he have to say that before we have to check that up? Whether does he have to say anything before he does the bia?
Right.
I mean, if he doesn't say anything by a regular, he's still foul. He doesn't say a regular, just like the
just. So that's the question of sukim bosu indi. That what's the din if they're a sukim bosu Indian of getting married and he just hands her a ring? So that's a whole discussion. Maybe a sukim bosu Indian, but is that just giving her out of the blue? There's a context. Some hold that a suki boso Indian, you know, is that it's good enough. You don't need to actually state it. And others say, no, you have to actually state it. I mean, obviously, the fatil, we state it.
The other thing that they're erroneous for Reform rabbi, like the things we just mentioned that could go wrong are easily investigated.
Like, no, but that's Rav Moshe's thing. And even if the Reform rabbi got it right, it's still not good because there's no yidia. If the former rabbi got it right and there were two kosher edim that actually saw it, then it's good. Even Moshe would say it's good.
Right.
But the thing is, there were no kosher edim there, so it's only going to be relying on the edim yidia. So then edim yidia is only if you have yidia, and you can only have yidia if the assumption is that it was done right. So then there was I didn't see it, but I know it happened because it was taken care of somebody who's responsible to take care of it in a proper way.
Yeah, but we said even if they need a kosher, maybe the ring is not his.
Yeah, well, right, whatever you need to be. Right.
Everything has to be. If we know that everything is done properly, then.
If everything is done properly and the ADM actually saw, so then you're not working with ADD, you're working with ADRIA, so then you have.
Okay.
Okay, we'll see more tomorrow. Okay, Bezushim. Okay, so we're going to stop here for now. We'll dive in for a couple of minutes. Okay, it's good to see everybody. So tomorrow's Thursday, we'll have Chumash, and we'll have, we're almost finished with this packet, and then we'll go different. Okay, everyone should have a good day. Kultuv. Good to see you, Rav.
Ready. Regards from Eagles Claren.
Eagles Claren, oh, wow. That's your mishpacha.
Yeah.
He's Rabbi Shizgal's nephew.
Yeah. Yeah, so regards.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Where did you see him in Florida?
I didn't see him. I saw his parents, and they asked me, I said I'm in Rabbi Simon's. They said, of course, that's the Rabbi Shizgal.
They're Sacred Lake people also.
Yeah.
David, you know Rabbi David Schwartz?
By name, I don't think I know him personally.
Yeah, he was the.